5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. You got it locked in and loaded with your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk Show. It's our I Love Monday edition, August 17, 2020. Most people despise Mondays, can't stand Mondays. We here, we despise and can't stand being like everybody else. So here, we take the motto of that we love Mondays. Especially today, hot, blistering day here in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm broadcasting live for you here, attempting to rock the mic for the next hour here. Of course, we're going to go over local talk and, you know, your little COVID-19 talk. We're going to get updates on that. And absolutely, there's actually, for the first time ever, good news on the COVID-19 front. Yeah, you think it's a little weird. I did too, but you'll be pleased with today's COVID-19 making this Monday even of more. And I love Monday edition here. I mean, of course, the show is brought to you today by our new sponsor that's jumped on board ever since Friday, ReedDully.com, baby. ReedDully.com is our cockroach doom patrol team. You heard it here. Get rid of the cockroaches in your life. ReedDully is a San Antonio, Texas-based company, but they are nationwide, and they want you to go ahead and order their product. If you are local in the great city of San Antonio, Texas, you can visit ReedDully at 2186 Jackson Keller Road, Suite 1023 in San Antonio, Texas, 78213. Or I would call them with this whole, you know, that people are working from home and all that. Not sure how ReedDully is doing their business there, but I would contact them first at area code 210-900-8387. Or if you prefer to email them, ReedDully.com can be, they can be reached at info@ReedDully.com. I would strongly recommend going to their user-friendly website at www.ReedDully.com because they explain their product there. It's basically bait for cockroaches infested. They guarantee it for at least 1 year, 100% guarantee. My good folks at ReedDully.com. Get the roaches out of your life like I tried to work on this weekend on my end here. Too bad it doesn't work on certain, you know, platforms on social media, but at your home, absolutely. You know, they explain it, but give them a call there if you do have any questions there. But their website there at ReedDully.com, they will explain everything, introduce their product to you, how to use it. Pretty simple. It's basically shaped baits, little biscuit shaped baits of 6, 12, or 24 that they'll deliver to you, and they'll show you how to put them behind the cabinets or high traffic cockroach areas. It doesn't really quite work on my Facebook page, but you know, it will at your home, that's for sure. You know, pretty friendly, but obviously you want to avoid putting these baits in any areas where children or animals can reach it, even though it's, you know, it's not going to be deadly to them, but it will be definitely game over for your cockroaches there in a couple of weeks. You'll see the difference there. Contact the good people at ReedDully.com, new sponsor to the SRQ Talk Show here. You are tuned in to your boy Roy. Yep, you're probably listening to us on several platforms. We choose to broadcast a show from our good people here at Anchor, at the Anchor dashboard here. You can go to Anchor to find a show, but we are everywhere. Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and of course, SoundCloud and CastBox as well. Rounds off the places. But the truth of the matter, folks, that your boy Roy's blowing up numbers are also, again, staying very steady and climbing. Never have woken up to a negative rating on the show. Subscribers are up. Listeners are up. More states opting in. Of course, we'd like to welcome about 56% of people here in the great state of Florida, but we extend much farther. We went over some numbers and we'll keep on going on because it is something to brag about. 25% in the great state of Ohio there, more specifically the city of Columbus, baby. Columbus is definitely embracing the show. We extend to Texas, the great, you know, I'm hot in Hotlanta, baby. They can't turn me off in Georgia. They're loving it. Radio Public and different platforms giving me different data. We extend much farther out than the United States here. We like to welcome people, my good people, the Irish community out there in the great country of Ireland, baby. Ireland is tuned into the show and they haven't failed. They haven't gone up in listenership, but they haven't dropped. It's still a good 3%. And that's internationally. That's a good number to have. Any number, even a 1% outside the great United States would be a thing. And we sure do. We have our hooligans, baby, from the UK, the country of England, somewhere parts unknown in downtown London there. They have deemed the shows. They have emails being told me that the Roy Rowdy Rebels are out there and they're listening in strong. And then, of course, as a Latin, always late to the party, they're no different. The great country of Mexico, baby, has opted in. I got the cartel ready. They know we don't have no wall here. We don't have any border control here. Everybody here is welcome to the SRQ talk show. And I do thank you for joining me today for an I Love Monday edition, baby. Keeping it positive here. Kind of hard to keep it positive because, again, man, we took a hit, man. We took a hit bad. We're down to a minuscule 58% for this season, which in any other circles, I told you anything over 55% is good on picking these sports wagering games. We are on a 5-game losing streak. Yeah, you heard it here, man. I'm going to brag about my victories where we came out of the gate at 10-2. We are at 10-7 here. Still, not technically, we still are playing with house money being at 10-7. But man, do we need a win today? And of course, we're broadcasting the I Love Monday edition here of the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy. A little late today, Monday. I had some personal business I had to take care of. But hey, welcome everybody. I told you that this show won't stop, and it won't. We broadcast live Monday through Friday for 1 hour a day. Sometimes the show gets uploaded before 5 p.m. Sometimes we broadcast at 4 p.m. That's the case today. We are going to keep our eye on the time here. We're going to go through some COVID-19 numbers. For the first time since June, we have some decline in the COVID-19 cases. And why not? Let's get to them right now. We do encourage everybody to participate in the show, srqtalk@gmail.com, or our very cool, hip other option there by going and leaving me a voicemail. Can't leave more than 60 seconds, but I would love to hear from some of you, especially if I know you and I haven't talked to you for a while. If you're a new listener, you like the show, you actually think the show is Drek, anything, we'll take in all calls. We'll make you SRQ Talk famous. We'll play it on the air. So go ahead and go to www.srqtalk.com, hit the message button and leave me a, make my day and leave me a brief 60-second message or shorter there so you can participate in the show. As far as the COVID-19, the Florida Department of Health reported, actually, this is actually good news, man. For the first time, only 2,678 new cases as of Monday bring the state total. Now, the state total has slowed up a little bit too, 576,094 since March. And I'm glad they're specifically saying till March, because remember they used to say since the pandemic started. And I guess they're tuning into the SRQ talk show here, because I kept on calling them out on it. it's pertaining to you. I mean, of sources I've read, this was way before March. This was way before January that this this cooties has been going around. They just decided to report it to you on right around January stuff. It was when we got wind of it. But these cases, the last time that Florida reported a lower count of new positive cases was on June 17th. For the past 5 days, the positivity rate of new cases compared to the overall test numbers has remained below 10%. There are several positivity rates provided by the DOH. Some include people who have taken multiple COVID-19 tests. So now the tests are going to be multiple tests. So, yep, that's going to definitely skew the numbers there, which is why News 6 includes that the rate provided by the DOH that excludes people who have previously tested. Oh, nice. All right. So the great people here of what is this West Channel, Channel 6 up there in Orlando, baby, where we rely on your news because you're unbiased, baby. And guess what? The numbers in Orlando, they're off the roof also, okay, along with Hillsborough County. Hillsborough County has never decreased. They're nothing but oh, and talking about Hillsborough County, now that we gave you the COVID-19 cases, there was, 87 deaths? 87 people bit the dust here. Let me just confirm that. Hold on now. Yeah, I know I had it up here, but that is the lowest number, you know, under 2,700 cases. We're used to having 15,000, 12,600, 11,000. But yeah, 87 people died in the state. 87. Anytime we can keep it under 100, I mean, I know just one case is bad enough, but hey, with the way cases have been here, 148, 240, this and this and that. 87 cases, 2678. We'll remember, and I love Monday on August 17th because 2678 is really not bad. Hopefully, that's a sign of people just starting to, you know, social distance or probably not. Or people are just opting out. We're just over it, man. That's why here on the show, we're going to move on because we got 30 minutes of top news here and then 30 minutes of all sports on the other side. And we need to get to the sports because we need a winner. We're on a 5-game losing streak there. We're at a pedestrian 58%, which in some circles would be good enough, but that's not good enough for us here at the SRK Talk Show. We came out of the gate at, you know, 10-2. Now we're 10-7 with the 5-game losing streak. So we're going to move on. Let me see if there's any other local cases. There was a couple of people arrested. I don't even want to give them run. It's not even worth it. Let me just see. Arrested of sexual assault. See, stuff like that is just going to piss me off. As far as in the Atlantic, things seem to be a little bit calmer. There's no real threat of any hurricanes or tropical storms out there. So we're actually, people are behaving, man. Things are getting good, but we are absolutely tired of the pandemic life that we're living here, man. I got out a little bit this weekend myself. Not only did I go poolside on my Mac Daddy pool here in my community, here locally in Sarasota, I got to get some sun, man. I mean, I know the radio show is transparent. Doesn't mean that the host has to be. I was looking paler than pale, man. And so I went out there and got some sun, got a little life in me. And believe it or not, guess what Roy started this morning? The Focus T25 Alpha, baby. This is a program. This is a video, okay? Focus T25, it's a cardio video, okay? 5 years ago, I blew up to 214 pounds. Maybe for some people, 214 is not too bad. For my 5'10", I measure 5'10", so 215 pounds. I was having the dad body, man. I mean, of course, that's what society wants me to have, right? That's what they tell me. Oh, it's normal, Roy. All guys look like that. Oh, just, you know, get over yourself. You're already the age you are. Listen, man. I promised my daughter one time I would never be that beer gut guy that has like a cooler, you know, and he can't even see his penis anymore when he goes to the bathroom. I'm not going to be that guy, okay? So when I get to, like right now I'm not 214, but I went from 214 down to 188, I believe it was. I know all in all it was almost 38 pounds that I, and I felt absolutely amazing, man, at 188 after I lost all that weight. My energy level, can you imagine my energy level? I'm macking energy amped up all the time, but it could be with the two cups of the Starbucks Pike dark roasted, double fisted that I chugged this morning right before I got on the air here, or this afternoon, I should say, because we are broadcasting late. We do have games. We actually have a Tampa Bay. We have a Tampa Bay Lightning hockey game that we want to get to. I know the score was 2-1 and Tampa Bay was up 2-1 here early. They got off at 3 p.m. At 3 p.m., they dropped the puck there at the Amalie Arena there. Yeah, the Amalie. I can pronounce it now. All right, so let's see what we got as far as quick scores. And we missed a couple of games, but most games are going to be after 6 o'clock, so we're going to get an opportunity there. Yeah, they're in the third period here in the Lightning. I am happy to report, baby. And they are over there in Columbus, the Blue Jackets. They're up 2-1 there in the third. And they're almost coming to the end of the game. It looks like the Lightning will prevail there 2-1. There is a game coming up here that they're going to drop the puck very soon, the Avalanche and the Coyotes. Can we get it in? Let me see. Over-under is 5. Avalanche is favorite 186. You know, this is not the time where I'm going to do it, but guess what, man? We're under the window. I'm grabbing the over in the Avalanche Coyote game. Yeah, I'm not waiting for the second half. Roy's Rowdy Rebels, we're rebellious around here, man. We don't have a format. We're not like your puke AM FM radio show that is scripted. No, man, and we're not edited either. And guess what? I just saw it right now in the first segment of the show where I'm supposed to be reporting top news sports. Debatably, you could say is a part of news. So there you go, man. I'm not going to let this one go. They're about to drop the puck right now at 5:30. Guess what? The over-under is 5, run of the window, baby. We are going over in the Avalanche-Coyote game, baby. There you go. Lock it up. We need to get off the schneid, baby. We're on a 5-game losing streak. We're 58% mediocre, pedestrian, some would say. So there you go. We're going to try to get it off right there. Avalanche game, go over the 5 there, and that's your first lock of the day here on the I Love Mondays. If you're just tuning in, of course, man, you're tuned in. Where else would you be tuning in to those other puke scripted radio shows? Those fake, or what are you watching? A Siesta Key on MTV? Give me a break, man. All right, you're tuned in and locked in with your boy Roy here. I gave you a break from me. We didn't broadcast on the weekend. We do like to remind everybody we are going to try to get 941 Red Zone launched. It's the fantasy football show that was supposed to come to you on Friday. Did not come to you on Friday. Was postponed until August 21st, and we'll see, because we're trying to get a co-host there, and we almost got somebody signed. Talking about being signed, guess who emailed me another proposal, another contract, after they heard that I thought that their contract was absolute dreck, and how dare them. And I told them to send it back. It took them about a week. I thought they they opted out, and oh, 1490 is back into play. They sent me new terms and conditions, and guess what? Roy likes the terms and conditions, so I might be reporting real soon that we might be on a real live AM station getting live radio calls. So we'll let everybody here on the SRQ talk show, we'll keep you updated on that. But it's looking much better than that first proposal. Sometimes you gotta push back, guys. Don't be afraid to push back, especially in business, man. It's nothing personal against 1490, man, but that deal was insulting to me, and I let them know about it. They responded a little light-footed, but they responded a week later, and now they've proposed me a new deal. Might not be the hours that I wanted to be on the air, but it's the terms and conditions that I like. So moving forward, we might report that going down the line there. Let me see if that game is a final there in Tampa. Well, we'll leave it for the show. Let me see any local news here that we should know about besides the good news that only 2,678 new cases, only 87. That's horrible that we say only 87. It's still 87. But compared to the numbers we had, guys, that's not bad at all. All right, so I had a nice weekend. I went to the pool, I told you, and I actually took a 3-hour trip down to the great city of Jupiter, baby. Jupiter, Florida, West Palm Beach, pinky in the air, baby. They're super macking. They even have a street called PGA Boulevard, baby, down there. So if you have any doubts that it's a golf town, baby, now you know. If you didn't know, took State Road 70, okay, here in Bradenton in Manatee County, and I went east, young man, all the way down, man, to about State Road 710, I think they're calling it. So I went all the way down, maybe 104 miles, man, east on State Road 70, hooked a right on State Road 710 and started going east, basically crossed the whole state if you look at it on the map. Took me about 3 hours, okay? I had to conduct a little business over there in Jupiter, Florida, and it went awesome, okay? You know, definitely beautiful part of the country. I went through a little town that I really liked, and they were super, super nice to us over there. I think it was called Indian Town, Florida, which was on the way with my commute down to West Palm Beach, Jupiter area. And yeah, they seemed like they were having a real good time out there in Jupiter, man. Indian Town, super, super nice people there as well. Middle of nowhere, it's a dot on the map, is what one lady told me down there when I went around, man. I'm like a politician. If I'm going to be in Indian Town, man, you know, I'm going to go shake hands, kiss babies and stuff that, but not with the new pandemic world. You can imagine I was staying 6 feet away from people, social distancing, did have my mask on just out of courteous to other people that may not feel the same way as I do. I mean, I think if you're going to get it, you're going to get it, but hey, the mask can't hurt, right? So we put it on and we go by the rules here sometimes. That we're not always part of Roy's Rowdy Rebels on the private life there. However, let's see if this is a final, and that is, baby, your Tampa Bay Lightning, baby, come through and beat the Blue Jackets of Columbus 2-1. And coincidentally, we're huge in Florida, and we're huge apparently in Columbus, Ohio. Don't ask me why, but we are. Okay, so there you go, guys. Lightning take it 2-1, and then and we call the over 5 there in the Avalanche Coyotes games. Later games are the Bruins and Hurricanes at 8 o'clock, and then the Blues of St. Louis against the Vancouver Canucks. Wrap it up at 10:30 p.m. There's plenty of games there, but we're going to do that on the second half of the sports show here. And let me see how we're doing good on time. We are. I told you how to get a hold of the show, srqtalk@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail at srqtalk.com by hitting the message button. And you start your message, they'll give you 60 seconds only there. So I started my exercise routine, man. I lost 38 pounds on this same program 5 years ago. Now, I'm not at the 214 I'm at now, but I'm creeping right around 188, 192. I want to lose maybe 5-10 pounds. So the best way to do it, I also want to circulate the body, want to sweat 30 minutes a day, is basically keep the toxins out. At least sweat them out for a little bit. And I'll tell you, man, it was brutal, man. Brutal. It goes to show you how out of shape I got myself in 5 years. And with the older you get, the harder it is, guys. So especially in the pandemic life here. So basically, I got up this morning, man, and nothing was going to stop me. Okay, yeah, I put my mind to something, I'm going all in. So Focus T25 Alpha, baby. I put in the first CD. There's about 6 or 7 CDs there. It is a 10-week program. If you want to do this one and the second one that they provide for you, Alpha and Beta, I like to do that. I might just do the Alpha this time because I'm not looking to, you know, to lose 40 pounds or anything like that. I don't want to disappear on everybody here. I think I'm weighing in at 192. My fighting weight's about 185. So I definitely want to. And I'll tell you, man, it was brutal. I barely got through the 25-minute video. And that's all it is. It's 25 minutes of aerobic exercise, of tightening up stuff, some naturally that you can tone up, man. And it worked for me 5 years ago. I have no reason to believe it's not going to work this time. So Focus T25 Alpha, I started it today, baby, motivated. And I'll tell you, I sweated like a pig, man. But that's the whole point of it, right? Jumped in the shower, man, because I had to veer away from my regular routine of just popping out of bed and going into the shower. Nope, I had to pop out of bed because, I mean, what's the point of showering if I'm going to sweat like a pig, right? I didn't drink anything but water. Stretched out a little bit, man, and you're already groggy as it is. You know, it's morning, and here I am, what an insane individual at 6 a.m. popping in a video to jump up and down, really, in front of a, yep, and that's what I did, man, for 25 minutes. I tell you, I almost had to call 911 on it, man, because out of shape. But that's the thing. The biggest step in a journey like this is the very first step, man. And I did the first step, went in, showered, and guess what, man? Maybe it's just mental, but I feel like $1 million, guys. I'm not going to lie. Now, tomorrow I might be hurting a little bit, but tomorrow I'm just going to fight through it again. Your boy Roy is back on the T25, Focus T25 on Alpha. You can Google that, and I would recommend getting it. Maybe I'll post a link there so you can get a little something discount on my personal social media there. You tuned in with your boy Roy. It's August 17th, baby. I love Mondays. And why do we love Mondays? Damn, what? Why do we love Mondays? Because it's a fresh start to the week, man. It's a great day to be alive, man. And we're loving it. It's just a fresh start. Let me see. I love Mondays. Man, why does it go away from me? I'm done. You know, you've been tuned in. This is episode 29, guys. We got 28 episodes under our belt here. We've been in operation here since July 3rd. It's August 17th. I'm a good month and a half. Episode 29, man. I thought I was going to opt out after episode one, but the show blew up. It continues to blow up, and I'm happy to report the female gender, baby, is staying locked in at 51%. On the other half, the males at 48%, creating balance, and we fought all the way from 32% all the way to where we stand today, to 51% of the ladies. They're tuning in. They're embracing the show, and I don't blame them, man. I don't blame them at all, so... we're blowing up, and we told you we got a new sponsor on the show. We love it. Redully.com. They're the Cockroach Doom Patrol team, man. And they are locked in with your boy Roy here. We appreciate them. Let me see. So, you know what? Shows, we don't really, it's a good thing that we don't have huge news. I mean, I'm not going to go. There was plenty of news, man. I mean, I'm not, you're not going to get a post office talk here from Roy, okay? So if you want to talk about the post office and all, go move to Oregon, okay? Get out of me. I get off my show, man. I ain't talking about the post office. It's amazing what revs people up, man. Is that all you got is the post office, man? There are like 29 post offices in Portland, Oregon, all right? You know, you think I'm going to the post office to mail things? I'm going to go step right outside my house, put up the little flag, okay, and let the mailman take my letter away. Oh, what about if you miss the postman? Whatever. Are you kidding me, man? You know, if it's that much of an emergency, then maybe. You know how many little post boxes there are all over the city as well? At least where I'm at, they're everywhere here. So I'm not going to talk to your little post office conspiracy and post office talk, man. Get out of here, man. Get better material, man. I have no problem getting material for this show. You shouldn't either. All right, so we're coming up to the 30 minutes. You know why? Because time flies here with your boy Roy, man. Thank you for tuning in. I want you to continue to stay with me here. We got all sports, man, and we're 10-7 right now. We just gave you, because it jumped off the page, the over in the Avalanche game that just dropped the puck just now. So if you didn't have a time to run to the window, it's probably because you didn't expect me to give you the picks, because the picks are usually on this second show. You're tuned in with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk Show. Come back with me. All sports coming up. Okay, there you have it. Well, thank you for rejoining back. You have it back locked in with your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, and this is the SRQ Sports Show edition of the show, the latter 30 minutes of the hour show that we broadcast live from Sarasota here Monday through Friday for 1 hour. Like I said last segment, we can be found, heard on many platforms here. The good people of Anchor, where we broadcast our show here from, Anchor Podcast. And then we have Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, and CastBox, baby. Rounds off where you can listen to your boy Roy here. And like I tell people, you can just go to any search engine, also Google, Yahoo. You know, if you're an old fart like me and... you know, oh, want to go to AOL, any search engine, Bing, all of them, man. You put SRQ Talk Show there in the search engine, and your boy Roy's going to be top one, definitely top three without a question there. So thank you for tuning in. Our 93% in the U.S., our 3% in Ireland, 2% in England, 2% in the great country of Mexico also. So you see that your boy Roy extends farther. 51% like to welcome the ladies. I don't know if the ladies start dropping out after the first segment here. I think they're not as sports amped up as we are, men, but men are holding strong at 48%. And Like I stated earlier in the show there, you know, we're a pedestrian 58%. Good news is that we're still playing with house money after coming out of the gate out of an unheard of 10-2. It was probably beginner's luck, man, because now we're a 10-7. Yeah, pedestrian at 58%, man. In some circles, that's Mac Daddy status. I told you anything over 55% is pretty good in wagering, which is basically means anytime you're positive at the end of the year. But with the baseball, we got 60 games. NBA playoffs already started. They had that one game on Saturday. It was one game to get in. It was Portland against Memphis. We personally went with Portland with the plus seven. We gobbled up the was it 6.5 points? 6.5 points we gobbled up with Memphis, and they came through. They covered, but the over under, it went way over, man. So we didn't catch it on that end, man. We've been just been struggling here, man. I guess it happens. We've hit a wall here. Either that or somebody's putting that voodoo boogaloo on us, man. You know, that's a total possibility with my listeners here. You know, there's a bunch of haters out there, man. But what are you going to do? We're going to keep it positive. It's an I Love Monday edition of the SRQ talk show here, the sports edition. Participate in the show, guys, especially when I give you a winner. I know I'm surprised I haven't got more hate mail with the 5 in a row. The gamblers are opting out, and I don't blame them, man. I'd opt out too. 5 losers in a row. We just gave you that surprise pick of the day in the first segment of the show, which we never do. We always leave it for the next 30 minutes. But since we're broadcasting late here, we wanted to get in on that 5:30 drop of the puck over there. The Avalanche are playing, and we went the over on the Avalanche game. Colorado there against Arizona. The Coyotes there. They're at Arizona there. Over under was 5, and that was the first lock of the day. So there you go. They dropped the puck. Avalanche, Coyotes over 5. We're trying to get off the schneid here. 10-7 at 58%. Have lost 5 in a row there. And just like we brag about our victories, we're going to tell you about our losses, man, because losses are going to come with it. That's why it's good to be 55%. 55% is just becoming like just making a little bit of money, man. We tell you that this is better than day trading, better than the legal stock market. Okay, this is instant gratification, but you can lose your ass off like you can do with any investment. So we're going to keep our head high, man. We're still playing with house money. We're 10-7 going into today, Monday, August 17, 2020. We already got one on the board there with the Avalanche. So we got you the over there at 5 in the Avalanche Coyote game, and I'm sure that game just dropped the puck so earlier. So we're get some scores for you there too. Let's go over some scores though that happened on Sunday night, which was August 16th, and hockey was great. My God, did I see a great freaking hockey game, man. The playoff time, man. Hockey, they get amped up, baby. It's probably one of the best playoffs ever, man, in sports. It is the hockey edition, man. And we saw some great games. I had the over at 5.5 in the Stars Flames game, man, and did it. It was like 1-0 for a long time. I mean, it looked like it was going to go under, and the Stars tied it up in regulation. They tied it up. What they tie it up? I think they tied it up 3-3 at that time with 11 seconds left of the game, man. It was a great game. It went into OT there, and they the Stars came out on top 5-4 there. We had the Stars in the over there. But we did have them. We had them paired off with the Golden Knights Blackhawks over at 6, and the Blackhawks won 3-1 there at home against the Golden Knights of Vegas there. And then the Flyers, they disappointed on the over under, man. We had the over there too on a personal bet there on the Flyers Canadian game. Flyers came out 1-0, real boring game. And the Blues held off the Canucks 3-2 last night, late game. That was the 10:30 game at night. And then, of course, man, everybody went to the Capitals. I did, and I stayed away from the Capital Islander game just because I was distraught, because it was part of our 5-game losing streak was picking the Capital game. And I thought that they were definitely due for a win. And no, man, the Long Island, New York Islanders, baby, they won 2-1, man. They take a commanding lead in that series. And who would have thunked it there, man? Everybody had Capitals there all games, and they've been taking a beating there. So those were the scores there, and there was a hell of a lot of games in the baseball circuit yesterday. Let's go over some of those. Wheeler finally, we finally got a win against the Mets there, and Porcello, Phillies topped the Mets 6-2. Nationals a squeak. This was one of the games we lost also. We had the under here. It actually messed up a 14 parlay that came in beautifully if it wasn't for this game. Scherzer gave up a lot of runs. 6-5 over under was 8.5. We went under and that ruined a definitely a four-team parlay there that was going to come in. We hit 3 out of 4. This was the game we lost 6-5. They squeaked past the hot Orioles there. Indians, they withheld the Tigers there 8-5 for a road victory there. The Braves blanked out the COVID-19 Marlins 4-0. Marlins were at home there. They get shut out. White Sox took care of the Cardinals 7-2. Remember the Cardinals, that was their first week coming back. They came out of the gates with a win, but they dropped 7-2 to the White Sox yesterday on Sunday. We had the under here, and an undershore came in. The Boring Twins doubled up the Royals 4-2. We had those cheating Astros. They beat the Mariners 3-2 at home. And then the Brewers finally got a victory at Wrigley against our boy John Lester, too. We did stay away from that game, but the Brewers won 6-5 there. And then the Rockies, baby. The only time they didn't hit the over was when we called it on Friday. Told you 80% of the time these games go over. They did, but I guess we fell into 20% range, man, because on 20, the over didn't come in for us on Friday. So it was part of our 5-game losing streak. But over the weekend on Sunday, yeah, over under was 12.5, and the game ended 10-6. The Rockies getting another win at home there. And then they put the licking, and they keep on ticking, baby. That's why the Oakland Athletics is one of my favorite new teams there in the West Coast. They put the pounding on the puke that is known as the San Francisco Giants, and Gabe Kapler, that manages that team. They put a pound on them, man, 15-3, man. So I'm glad to see Gabe Kapler and the Giants took a pounding at home there, 15-3. And then, of course, the red hot from Hillsborough County, where we're really red hot, the Tampa Bay Rays, baby. They took care of business over there in old Canada there, and they beat the Blue Jays 7-5, man. The Rays are really hot, man. They really are. And then my another favorite team of mine that went down the tubes to the horrible Diamondbacks. How they lose to the Diamondbacks is beyond me, but the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Padres there, 5-4 there. Dodgers, this game I actually saw most of this game there, and the Dodgers are just stacked, man. They beat the Angels 8-3 there in Anaheim. And then, of course, the Yankees double up the Red Sox. Here we had the over-under was 10. We had the under, and it did come in. They doubled them up 4-2, man. The Red Sox are on a major losing streak, man. Whatever happened to the Red Sox? Red Sox are that to the MLB, man. Boston Red Sox fans must be, like, puking, like, turning green now. And then postponed. It doesn't really say if it was for COVID. It might have been, but your Bradenton your Bradenton spring training team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, were due to play the Cincinnati Reds, but that game got postponed. I don't know if it was for weather or for COVID. Let me see if it gives us game details there. And it doesn't. So it just says that the game got postponed there, so they didn't get off. So let's see how we're doing in time here, because your time flies with your boy Roy when you're having a blast here. All right, so we got some time here. We're pacing ourselves nicely. So those are some scores from the MLB yesterday. Gave you the Saturday score of, let's just go over it again, Portland, where they were a 6.5-point favorite. We went with Memphis. Memphis definitely covered, but they lost a very important game, man. That was the game to get into the 8th seed. And what is your prize? To play the Lakers, the number one seed there in the West. So Trailblazers. Yeah, man. Let me see. When was it? Yeah, there you go. They beat the Grizzlies 126-122 there. They beat them by 4. It was 6.5, though. And the over-under came in nicely there, the over. I wouldn't have thought the over there, but 126-122. But don't go by me, man. They're jumping off the wagon here. They're hating. They're voodoo boogalooing your boy Roy here. You're tuned in, and to your boy Roy Sport, SRQ Sports Show here on the latter point of the SRQ Talk Show. And just like our sponsor in the first half of the show is Reed Dully. Reed Dully is opted in also. Reed Dully is your cockroach doom patrol team, man. Okay. Reed Dully is an organic proprietary compound, and it's environmentally friendly, kind to humans and pets, but absolutely game over, okay, to the roaches. Our bait attracts roaches and eliminates them in just a few weeks, Reed Dully says. Reed Dully can be contacted. They are based out of the great city of San Antonio, Texas, but you can just order their product online. They're nationally. If you did want to contact them, area code 210-900-8387 is the way you would do that, or email them at info@reeddully.com. But what your boy Roy is going to recommend is just going to www.reeddully.com, and they'll go ahead and introduce their product to you. They'll introduce you to how to use it. It's basically a compound, and when it's used directly, can eliminate roaches up to a year. They actually guarantee that. And when you order Reed Dully, you will receive either a 6-pack, a 12-pack, or a 24-pack of the biscuit-shaped baits that you should be placed on top of cabinets, spaces where you have seen roaches in your home, if you have any. And you should avoid placing baits where pets and children can be reached, of course. Okay, so keep that out of reach of children. It is going to be deadly to the roaches, but it'll get your child sick, and you don't want that. And if their website, reeddully.com, also, it shows you exactly how to use the product and all that. So go ahead and give my people there at reeddully.com a little shout out. Go browse their user-friendly website and go buy their products. They have friendly prices there, and they guarantee no more roaches for at least a year. It just works in a couple of weeks there. reeddully.com. I thank you for opting in and sponsoring the show here. So let's see what we got on the agenda here as far as games go, because we're quickly coming to the end of the I Love Monday edition here, August 17, 2020. It's a scorching hot day too outside, man. Africa hot. I like to call it Haiti hot. Humidity through the roof here, just like my numbers are in Hillsborough County, baby. And we reported earlier that the Lightning dropped the puck at 3 p.m. earlier, and they came out victorious out there in Columbus, Ohio, where your boy Roy has 25% of the country. 25 of my USA numbers here, 25% listenership comes out of the great city of Columbus, Ohio, guys. And it could have some connection to Sarasota. A lot, many, they run stuff down here. People from Ohio, man, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, the great city of, or the great state of Illinois, I should say. Many people from Chicago here, but who's running stuff down here is definitely Ohio. And that could be why Roy's blowing up there in Columbus there. And then, of course, they, you know, they're playing the Tampa Bay Lightning today. But they lost today to the Lightning 2-1 there. So that was a very important game there for the Lightning. And what do we got here? So today's games, we missed a couple because actually we got the Avalanche Coyotes over at 5 there, right at 5:30 when they were going to drop the puck there. So we're hoping that that goes well for us. Later games, Bruins, Hurricanes. Let me see if I got a lock for you here. Bruins and Hurricane game. Wow. Over-under is 5.5 right now. It started at 5. Bruins are favorite 121 there. All right, we're going to revisit that one because we do have Canada, Vancouver Canucks there. Their over-under is 5.5. They always seem to be either 5.5, but the Blues are favorite 132. And then we told you that the Lightning 1-2-1 there. So basically we got two games. We already gave you the lock, our lock of the day, our first lock in that Avalanche Coyote game over 5 there. And we'll keep an eye on it. In fact, let me see. Bruins, Hurricanes, 5.5. You know, I have a good mind to go over on all these games, man. They've been scoring some goals here, man. I don't know how they feel on and I Love Monday. I don't know if they love Mondays like we do here. The Canucks, I don't want to bet that game on. I don't want to call that game because I don't want to stay up for it. That's a late 10:30 game, the Blues and the Canucks. So the Bruins, Hurricanes, man, 5.5. Let me see. We already went over on that game. You know what? We already gave you a hockey game. Let's move on. Of course, we don't have. Well, we missed in the NBA. We missed. They've been on a 2-day break here. They had off Sunday and Monday. Well, they had off Sunday and Saturday and Sunday, except for the Portland game was the only game on Saturday. So We missed out on the Toronto Raptors Nets game. They're about to wrap it up, and of course, you knew what was going to happen there, man. The Raptors were favored by 9.5, and if we would have broadcasted earlier, we would have went all in and dropped that on the putrid Nets that just squeaked in. How the Nets are in the playoffs is beyond me, man. They're actually 2 games under .500, and they got in as the 8th seed, and they're getting blown out 127-105. There's about 2 minutes left in that game, so. What do we got? We have a 6:30 game here we could take advantage of. We got the Boston Celtics. Started at 4. Now they're at -6.5 against the Sixers. Minus Simmons. Embiid is always hobbling around as well. Over-under is 217. You know what, man? We like the Celtics. I actually like the Celtics a lot, man. We're going to pick the Celtics here as the game of the our lock of the day here on the basketball end here. So we gave you the Avalanche game over 5 in the hockey and your next pick. And I'm not going to tell you to run to the window anymore because, hey, we're on a 5-game losing streak. Why would you listen to me? We're 10-7, 58%. But your boy Roy is telling you, take a stroll like a pimp walk out to the window there and put you down. We're going Boston Celtics, and we're going to lay the 6.5 against the Sixers. Even though it started at 4, we should have got it early. But this game's about to tip off here at 6:30, so there you go. That's your lock of the day. Your boy SRQ Talk Show here with your boy Roy telling you the latest 6.5 Boston at home against the Sixers there. So we'll see how that works out later game, 9 p.m. You got the Clippers in the Dallas Mavericks. The clip joint is started at 4.5, went up to 6.5 right now. Over under is 230 there. I almost want to go under on that game, but all these games have been going high, man. No defense anymore since the COVID-19. And, you know, the clip joint is probably going to blow them out there. But we already gave you the winner there. We have a game that that it was a 12 o'clock noon game where the Nuggets took care of the Jazz 135-125. They were a 4.5-point favorite in the Nuggets all day there. I actually, on my private thing, I picked the Nuggets, but I paired them with the under there at 217. So that didn't fare well for me there on a personal level. But the score that we're keeping here is our pick of the day, our lock of the day. So let's see how we're doing on time. So we have the Boston Celtics giving 6.5 to Sixers. We're taking the Celtics there, and we're going to take the Avalanche and the Coyote hockey over at 5. So that's 2 picks. Let's see Major League Baseball. We went over some scores there. Let's see what we got on the agenda for Monday, August 17. Well, we just missed a game here against the Cardinals and the Cubs. That's a nice rivalry all the time there. St. Louis and Chicago, big-time rivalry there. But the Cubbies, with Hendricks on the mound, is they were a favorite 179 over-under, super low at 6.5 there. Wow, what bait to go over there, huh? But they're tied up 1-1 top of the sixth there. So what do we have at 7:05 here? We got the dreadful Boston Red Sox, man. Who would ever think that some of the word track would be dreadful when you talked about the Boston Red Sox? But they have been, man. They got Perez on the mound today against the Yankees, Montgomery. And then, of course, I mean, why wouldn't they be? The Yankees are a huge favorite at 166. Over-under is 9.5. And you know, I'm going to stay away. I mean, the Boston's got to win at some time, right? And that game might even go over, but we're going to stay away from that one, guy. No lock on that one. And then we got the National Sanchez going up against Tucson, against the Braves there. You know, I always like the Braves. Braves are at home. They're stacked. Nationals are a very competitive team, though. Their Braves are a slight favorite at 129. Then it moved all the way up to 163. That's always a good sign to go with the Braves there. Over-under is 10, so a lot of runs are going to be scored there. I kind of like Braves in Tucson, but too close to call. We're going to move on. We have the Mets, Gallen on the mound against Yamamoto of the Marlins. Last time Yamamoto was on the mound, the Marlins were up 11-4 and then lost an 8-run lead. Tied it up, went into extra innings there, 11-11. Ended up winning the game 14-11, but that was definitely a nail-biter. Over-under started at 8.5. Mets-Marlins is up to 9.5 now. The Mets are favorite 165. So, Yamamoto, do we have any? Marlins are at home there. Not that there's any fans or any of a bunch of cardboard boxes, but they might be amped up. Let me see. The Mets and the Marlins. You know what? This is it goes against our rule. Marlins are my favorite team. So I'm kind of leaning the Mets on this one, but I'm not going to bet against my Marlins. So, and I'm not going to bet with the Marlins because if they lose, it's a double whammy. So this goes against the rule. So we're going to go out of that game. We're going to move on here. We got the Blue Jays, okay, that lost a tough one to the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday at home. They're at Baltimore today against the Orioles Cobb, which that's the that's Cobb. That's the one that we're familiar with because he used to pitch for the Rays. And the last time I said that, Cobb came out victorious, and the Orioles are, even though they lost yesterday, they've been hot lately. Blue Jays against Orioles, but Blue Jays are still, Vegas gives the Orioles no respect, like I don't on this show. Blue Jays are favorite 136. I'm still not convinced, even though the Orioles have been playing great baseball the last 7 days. I'm not convinced. I like Cobb, but they're at home with the cardboard boxes, but over under is 9. We're going to stay away, man. I think the Blue Jays might come back after the Rays loss yesterday. They do have to travel and all that, but I still don't trust the Orioles, so we're going to stay away from that. Then we got the Tigers and White Sox. These kind of games always trigger the over for me, and there you go. That's what we're going to do here because the White Sox with Gonzalez on the mound, he's a lefty, they're a big favorite, 167 against Boyd of the Tigers, okay? But the over-under is 9.5. Guess what? There you go. That's your baseball lock of the day. You heard it here. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, on the SRQ Sports edition of the show. We are going over on the Tigers-White Sox game at 9.5. You heard it here, baby. Run to the window. There you go. You got one lock in every game. We're either going to go 10-10 again, man, or we're going to go back on the winning track. We're on a 5-game losing streak here. With your boy Roy here, but we're about fixing to turn this thing around, man. Just like the COVID-19 numbers were low, only approximately 2,700 people, first time since June 17th that number's been that low. It's never happened here where Roy loses 5 in a row, man, but I'm going to give you the good and the bad on the show. We are real radio here, baby. We're not scripted. We're not edited. We're not none of that, baby. We're about as transparent as they come. And if we take a loss, we're going to tell you we took a loss. And we're not making no excuses. We're just taking a beating, guys. So 10-7, I gave you 3 locks. The over at 5 in the Avalanche game, okay? We took the Celtics laying 6.5 against Philly. And now I'm telling you, we're going to take the over in the Tigers-White Sox game at 9.5. That gets off at 8:10 p.m. today. I hope I can find it on the tube, man. Maybe I should subscribe to MLB. What other games? We got the Royals against the boring Twins today. The Twins are a huge favorite there with Whistler on the mound at 165 against Booby of the Royals. Booby gets no respect ever, man, at Booby, that left-hander, man. But anyway, that's a boring game. And then the Cubs-Cardinals tonight for some reason got suspended, was it? There's actually just no line on it. And then 9:05, and then of course that's a doubleheader, so that's only gonna be a 7-inning game. If you guys didn't know that, whenever you play a doubleheader, like they're gonna do a lot in these 60 games, the MLB is only, it's little league, man. It's gonna be 7 innings only each game there. Not sure why they do that, but it is what it is, man. That's the rules. But they have no line on the second game of the Cubs Cardinals yet, so we can't give you anything there at 9:05 on the West Coast. My new favorite team that's been taking a beating lately, just like your boy Roy here. They got Davies on the mound. Their favorite 141 against Lyles and the Rangers. Padres are away on the road. Maybe that's what they needed, but we're going to stay away from that one. And then, of course, we got the Rockies not at home now. Okay, so be careful on the owner. They are visiting the cheating Houston Astros. Okay, the Astros are a huge favorite at 167, over under 9.5. We're going to stay clear away because we can't figure out the Rockies outside of Coors Field. So, and we, you know, it's going to be bad enough. We want the Astros to get beamed by 90-mile-per-hour fastballs. We want them to lose all 60 games like the Giants of San Francisco. Those are the two teams that SRQ Talk Show here despises, okay, for several reasons that we've gone over. If you want to archive the shows, if we're on episode 29, if you've missed any of our shows, you can go to srqtalk.com. Okay, and archive the shows there, or send us a 60-second message thinking what you're thinking of the show. If you want to weigh in on any topic we've been talking about here, we're going to move on here because another one of my favorite West Coast teams is the Oakland Athletics, baby, and they got Bassett on the line on the mound today, visiting the Arizona Diamondbacks of Gaylen. And they lost the top. Actually, they put a pounding. The A's put a pounding on the Giants yesterday, but they'll go up against the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are a slight favorite at 119. I don't agree. I love the A's there, but I'm not going to pick them on the lock of the day because I've already given you three picks, one in each sport, and we're going to keep it that way. But, yeah, I like read between the line, guys. I might not pick it as a day of the week here, but if I was going to pick this game, I'd pick the Oakland A's over the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks are favorite 119 slightly there. And then, of course, we got the Los Angeles Angels that were just handed their ass by the Dodgers yesterday, that I personally saw that game on MLB.com. They play the putrid Gabe Kaplan, San Francisco Giants. Giants got Anderson, lefty on the mound, against Canning, the righty of the Angels. Angels a huge favorite. Why? Because the Giants are horrible. Over under 10. I'm almost leaning to go under there, but the Angels are favorite 169. We're going to stay away. And then the Mariners, that we can't figure out, man. They played that hot, stacked up Dodgers, baby. Dodgers, guess what? Wow, my God. The Dodgers are a huge favorite, man. God, a favorite. Minus 335. So, in other words, to keep it into perspective, if you're not into gambling, that means that you have to put in $335 to possibly lose that amount. But if you win, you only win $100. So, minus 335, huge favorite, man, but against the Mariners today, the over under 9.5 there. So, there you have it, man. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk Show, man. There is no more. That's what it is. You got your three locks of the day. You got the over in the Colorado Avalanche, Arizona Coyotes game. We went over 5. You got the, we're dropping 6.5 to the Simmons, Sixers there. Boston at home, giving 6.5 to the Sixers. That's our second lock. And our third lock, the White Sox game going over. Let me just go over Tigers, White Sox, over 9.5 in that game. And that game's not until 8 o'clock tonight. There you go. Just like Jim Morrison says, there is, it's the end and there is no more. I thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks, ReedDully.com, for sponsoring the show. Tune in tomorrow for another hour of SRQ Talk Show and the SRQ Sports Show on the second half of the show. Guys, there is no more. All I ask you is to go be nice, to be really nice to somebody, man. It doesn't hurt. Now, I got to go watch some games. Now, get out of here.
Oh, thank you.